everybody, welcome. It's time for Atomic Radio Hour, the post-nuclear podcast. What's up? Episode 367. How are you? Welcome to the show. You look great, as usual. Some things to talk about today. I want to start off by giving a shout out to the Patreon. Thank you to the Patreon. Link in the description below, along with the Redbubble, the Discord, a bunch of other, my Twitter, a bunch of other stuff down there. I want to talk about Starfield. So recently, a trailer for Starfield had come out that's called This Is Starfield with Keith David. And if you don't know anything about me, I love Keith David. The Thing is one of my favorite movies. You tell me Keith David is a part of something, I'm a part of it. And this trailer makes me want to play Starfield. And I've played it, you know, I put maybe 30 hours into it. I liked it. I'm not big on sci-fi, to be completely honest, but I like Starfield. I like the idea of being a pirate. I like the weird cult stuff that was going on, but I didn't jump all the way into it. This is also a game that is, at this point, I think 3 or 4 years old. And now there's a trailer with Keith David about the game. And it's just one of those things of like, I'm not saying this in a derogatory sense, but like, who's playing Starfield? Are you playing Starfield? If you're playing Starfield, let me know. I kind of want to go back and make like a pirate build and try it again. Like I said, I put some time into it and then I just kind of got out of it. I got what I needed out of it. I remember just doing some quests, and now there's like a Mars rover or like a Land Rover thing that you could drive around in. And again, I ask, who is still playing? Actually, let me look it up. Hold on a second. So I'm on steamdb.info/charts right now. There's currently, as of this recording, I'm recording this on 4/9/26 at 8:43 Mountain Standard Time. There's 17,319 people playing Starfield. The last 30 days, it gained 13,000 people. March of 26, it was up 2,300. In February, it lost some. In January, it gained some. Oh, it had in September of 23, it had 330,000 people playing it. By October of the next month of the same year, it had lost over half of its player base. That's crazy. I have no doubt in my mind Starfield is going to be one of those games that in 10 years, there's going to be some kid starting a podcast talking about how much he loved Starfield, and maybe some other company will get a chance to take a crack at it and make a really, really good, if not the best version of Starfield, and that kid can go ahead and like start a podcast and do a bunch of shit and talk about how much he loves Starfield. But I don't know anybody who played this game in depth. I think I have a friend, or at least a guy I work with, who might have been into it a little bit. I saw while this was going on that they announced Starfield toys, right? And I like toys. I'm a toy guy. I collect toys. Starfield Terramorph action figure, $50. Starfield Commander Sarah Morgan action figure. Starfield UC Marine action figure by Big Bad Workshop. Those are three toys that are coming out. I've never heard of Big Bad Toy Shop. I don't know if they make good stuff. Honestly, the articulation on the Terramorph doesn't look great. The packaging's awesome. It looks like an old school blister. I've never heard of this company. Oh, they make nice stuff. But I've never heard of this company. And then they're coming out with toys. And if there's 17,000 people playing it on Steam right now, is there, like, what's the chances that those people like toys? And what's the chance that those people have the expendable income to buy the toys? And then there's another Vasco, the robot, that's a 1/6 scale of the actual character for $370 by Pure Arts. I don't know. I would like to go back one day and replay Starfield, but it's just one of those things that, I get it, it must have a community. Most things do. Like, people will find themselves online in communities that represent themselves, be it good, be it bad. But if you're playing it, let me know what you like about it, because it was a game I was excited for. It's a game that I played, but it's not a game that I feel like I put really a lot of thought or preparation or really anything into. All right, I want to get into this week's lore. We're doing something fun. Patreon picked it, so let me thank the Patreon real quick. Starting from the top, I have to thank the OG Noah. Thank you, Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Mellow Millhouse. Thank you to Mellow Millhouse. After Mellow Millhouse, I have to thank Danish Hound Dog. Thank you to Danish Hound Dog. And last but certainly not least, I have to thank Willie DeWitt. If you like the show, you want to see it get a little bit bigger, a little bit better, consider checking out the Patreon, link in the description below. Fine folks like this get to choose the lore. Check it out. I love you guys. Thank you so much for your support. All right, so this week I went on to Patreon and I asked a question. First off, I wanted to apologize for like not asking the Patreon. Finally asked the Patreon. And I wanted to talk about, I don't talk about Fallout 4 as much as I probably should. A game that I've given a lot of shit, but have really coming around on. So I asked them if they wanted to hear about the USS Constitution or the Boston Airport. So this week's lore is brought to you by the Patreon. If you want to hear any lore, and I mean any lore whatsoever from the Fallout universe, consider checking out the Patreon. Patreon is from the $1 tier to the $10 tier. You get to choose just about every week's lore, and there's the option to sit in on live episodes. This week's lore, coming to you by way of the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon, is on the USS Constitution. I love talking about stuff in the Fallout universe that's real. I tell the story all the time. I went to DC for the first time as a kid and went into the Metro and felt like I was actually in Fallout 3. So the USS Constitution is cool to me because it's a real thing. You can find it in Charlestown, in Boston, both in-game and in real life. There's differences, obviously. It's a video game. It's pretty much the same thing. It's the same idea in real life. It was built, thought up, conceived, and built in 1797 and was the pinnacle of Navy tech, and was nicknamed Old Ironsides. And technically, it was never permanently decommissioned. It was removed from naval duty in 1881, but never decommissioned. It's a huge ship, 304 feet long, or 93 meters, from the bowsprit to the spranker. That sounds fake. So I get all of my lore off of Fallout.fandom.com, the Nukipedia, if you will. But every now and again, because of something like this, I actually go on Wikipedia, ask Wikipedia, and this stuff sounds fake. Like, speed is 13 knots, which is about 15 miles or 24 kilometers per hour. It's like kind of slower. Like, just say 15 miles per hour. I'm fascinated by stuff like this. The fact that it's still in the Boston Harbor. It is now a part of the United States National Park Service, and it's one of Boston's national historic parks. Boston is if you're not from the U.S., it's a big part of American history. It's like Boston, Philadelphia, in my mind, personally, and I'm from Pennsylvania, but those two places are the birthplace of American democracy, be that a good or a bad thing. Now, like I said, it was never decommissioned, but became a part of the National Parks system. It's a national park in Boston. And sometime after the Great War, it got stuck in a building. The building is Wertherby Savings and Loan. It's a company. I'm checking the wiki right now, and it says it's a company. I'm assuming it's a bank or something because of the name Savings and Loan. Now, the ship is now perched on top of this building, and it's there because it has rockets attached to it. It's not known when the rockets were attached, but they're there. They're called NX-42 rockets that now make the ship able to be in the air. And this isn't actually from the game. This is from Fallout, the role-playing game, in the rulebook, page 286. In the years since the Great War, various modifications have been made to this steamship, including NX-42 rocket engines and various electronic upgrades which allow it to both soar through the air as well as act as an aerial ship. That feels redundant to say. So now it has these rockets on it, and it's stuck in the building. It's stuck on top of the Savings and Loans building. And a bunch of robots have just kind of taken refuge on the USS Constitution. Protections, Mr. Handy's Century Bot, who becomes Ironsides, who believes himself to be a 6-star general, but he is a robot. There's actually a unique piece of dialogue where Nate, the sole survivor, can talk about his military experience with Old Ironsides. Captain Old Ironsides. Sometime prior to 2287, Ironsides tried to get the USS Constitution back into the Atlantic Ocean so they could go back and fight Chinese communists. Ironsides will actually say, he wants to get back into the war effort. The sole survivor will say, what war effort? And Ironsides reply with, against Chinese communists, of course, but if any redcoats or Canadians sail nearby, I'll give them a good thrashing to be sure. To avenge the burning of our nation's capital would be a sweet victory indeed. So this fella, and we're going to learn more about Canada because of the show, because of Fallout on Prime, but this fella just has a deep hatred for Canadians. I say fell like he's a person, he's a robot. They've tried, the robots on board now have tried to make amends. They've tried to fix the ship itself so it could become usable, but they've been hit at least 17 times by a scavenging group of raiders taking the NX-42 guidance chip, which is the thing that they need most to get off and back into the water. The quest, the last voyage of the USS Constitution, what you can do is you can get the chip back from the raiding party that keeps attacking. From Mandy stills. And if you get it back, they'll try to take off. There's a real chance that they land in the Baxter Building and just are deeper into downtown Boston on top of a building. You'll get the lieutenant hat from it. You also get the broadside or cannon weapon, which is neat, but it's not something that I think you're ever going to really use. Now, there's a way to make it where the quest will fail. Not fail, but everyone's dead. The raiding party doesn't get anything out of it. Ironsides and his crew are gone, and the boat just kind of sits there with no activity whatsoever. I believe the first time I ever did this, I made sure that it went into the Baxter Building, because why not? It's silly and fun. This is a piece of Fallout 4 that's actually, I like a lot. It's something that I wish we saw a little more of, but I like it quite a bit. During the quest, you can actually ride the ship to the destination and survive by using a companion to activate the auxiliary generator in the last step of the quest. So you can actually on over. That's really all I have for you on the USS Constitution. It's a really fun piece of lore. I just wanted to talk about Fallout 4. It's why it was either this or the airport. I like this a lot. I wish Fallout 4 had a little more in terms of the history of the country that it takes place in, especially because it's Boston. Sure, we get the historic line that you follow, and then the Freedom Trail, and then you get to the railroad where their password is their name. But I like this. I like this quite a bit, and I hope you did too, because that is this week's lore. Hey, everybody. So welcome to the third segment. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm not going to sit here and bitch and moan about my medical problems as of late, but I'm feeling a lot better. My back has been better. I'm trying to get back in the groove of doing this, and I feel like the routine of it will help me a lot. I've just been so bogged down at work. Last year, I got a new position, and this year, it really kind of kicked in. I kind of got that job and then went on like 3 different vacations. I got the job and then almost immediately took a lot of time off. Like I had gotten lucky and had gotten pretty much a really long Thanksgiving. I went away in November for New Vegas Day. I wound up going home for like 2 weeks. So I'm still learning the job and I'm still just kind of in it and I'm just tired, but it's nice to have like 9-to-5s. Like I don't work a 9-to-5, but it's nice to have Monday through Friday. It's just nice to have kind of a set schedule. It's hard to be in there, and I'm feeling my body getting older. This year I'll be 30. I know, I don't look a day over 61, but I'm getting older and I can feel it. And I want to make sure that I can do these things and share these experiences with you and talk about a thing that I love truly. Also, we're just in that dry period. I didn't even talk about it at the beginning of the show because I didn't feel it necessary, but Amazon is shooting to get us season 3 by December, which would be fantastic. Start at December, end of January, like it did this year. You know, sell more. I got a whole box next to me. Sell me more effing sunset sarsaparillas. It's good stuff. I'm happy that you guys are here. Thank you for being here. Hopefully we're going to be doing this next week. Hopefully it's not going to be another week off. I feel better when I do this. This feels like the editing process makes me feel really good, honestly. I remember there was something where I wasn't feeling right at the beginning, and this whole year, my health has been shit. We're a third of the way through, so let's hope it looks up from here. But I remember I hadn't done this in a week or two and I felt like garbage, and I edited and I immediately felt better. So I just like need something to edit. So hopefully I'll be seeing you next week. Thank you for sticking around. My name has been Vince. This has been Atomic Radio Hour, the post-nuclear podcast. I love you very much. Thank you to the Patreon, link in the description below. I want to also shout out the link down there to the Redbubble and the Discord. Also, how did I forget? Shane Ivers, the one and only Shane Ivers, is the intro music that should be playing right now. The song is called Feather Duster, silvermansounds.com/freemusic, where you can find all of his heaters. I love you guys very much. Thank you for hanging out during your little piece of the week, whether you're on the train, driving, at work, what have you. Got a little downtime with a special lady. If you put this on with your girlfriend, I wouldn't. This is for you. This is for us. Stop. All right. I love you. I'll see you next week. Hopefully. Probably. I love you. Bye, everybody. Bye. See ya. See ya. Bye.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.